Shulchan Aruch in Siman Vav. Shulchan Aruch begins and teaches us the laws of Asher Yatzar, which is a law that Tachamim established that after a person relieves himself, whether it's Gedolim Uktanim, and he comes out of the bathroom, he washes his hands, so he must make a beracha. This is a very significant beracha, because Shulchan Aruch himself, while he doesn't offer interpretations to berachot in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a law book, it's not an interpretation of the Sidur. When it came to the beracha of Asher Yatzar, however, he went away from his normal system and he offered interpretations in the Shulchan Aruch of what this beracha means. That indicates to me that this beracha is an exceptional beracha, that Maran wanted you to not only to say it, but he wanted you to understand it. And he didn't want to rely on another book to give the interpretation. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the law, he defines the blessing. Again, this is an anomaly that Shulchan Aruch turns himself into a book of definition instead only of a book of law. What does he define? The Beracha says, Asher Yatzar et Adam bechokhma, that God created the Adam, which is the human, bechokhma. So Shulchan Aruch questions, what is this chokhmah exactly? So he offers three interpretations. The first interpretation, he says, is bechokhmah is in a wondrous way. Not only in a clever way, in a smart way, but the creation of man, if you look at him, is a chokhmah, is a wonder. What's the wonder? So he explains with a mashal. He says, normally if you have a balloon, the balloon contains air. If you make a small pinhole in the balloon, all the air escapes. That's a normal order of nature. The human being carries air in his lungs, and look how many holes he has in his body. He has holes all over his body, but the air and the oxygen doesn't escape. So it's a balloon with a hole in it, and the air stays in. Go try to do that somewhere else in the creation. It's impossible. A balloon with a hole in it. He says, indeed, Asher Yatzar et Adam, it's magic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a creature. We see it every single day. We never put any thought into it. The second interpretation, he says, is the order that he created man. Chokhmah over here meaning in a logical system. Adam HaRishon was the last to be created, which means only after the world was set in front of him and all the food systems were in place and all the animals were in place, and everything was in the world to serve man, then man was created last. You could imagine if man was created first, what would he drink on the first day? What would he eat on the first day? Where would he? It would be dark, he had no light. So therefore, Asher Yatzar et Adam bechokhmah is referring to the order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, where he set the world up first, like we would say, Shulchan Aruch, he set the table, and then he put man at the end. The last interpretation, he says, is simple, Asher Yatzar et Adam be'chokhmah. Without getting into specifics, he just talks about the wondrous biology of a human being. You start to study every system of the human being, whether it's the respiratory system, whether it's the neurological system, whether it's the digestive system. Every system alone, if you go to a college, they have their own professors that spent their whole lives just studying not the whole subject, parts of that subject, in order for them to become experts on it. A doctor once was in the synagogue of neurology, children's neurology, and he said he has studied the human brain for over 50 years, and science has not even discovered a small percentage of what the capacity of the brain is. So therefore, the berachas Asher Yatzar et Adam bechokhmah, what a chokhmah is inladen in the human body. That's the three interpretations of Shulchan Aruch. However, I'd like to say a third interpretation that's brought down in a sefer by one of the students of Rabbeinu Ari, Rabbi Mordechai Kohen Mitzvat. He said a beautiful interpretation. He said one of the biggest detriments of human beings, of course, is his ego. And everybody always looks for solutions, how to tame the ego. If it wasn't for the ego, human beings would find themselves with humility, self-effacing, in a humble way, which is the way God wants. Ego is a friend of the Yetzer Hara. So he says that
Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble of all men, and what did he say? V'nachnu ma? What are we? At the end of the day, when we compare ourselves to God and the great universe, v'nachnu ma? So he said that when a person goes to the bathroom, there's nothing more humbling than that. That a person realizes that he can't go a few hours without having to relieve himself. And how fallible is a human being? If a person would just contemplate, where did he just come from? What are you? A person has in his body these wastes that he has to expel. So how arrogant can a person come when he knows his limitations? So he says, "Asher yatzare ta adam bechokhmah." If you take the word chokhmah, chokhmah is the same letters as koach ma, the ability to know ma. What are you? Asher yatzare ta adam bechokhmah bekoach ma, to recognize a person's limitations. And that only comes when a person starts to see that he's a human being, and he's at the discretion of a lot of bodily function that he's not too proud of at that moment. So therefore, this biological feature of the human being, besides all the other benefits, it's a built-in feature to keep the person on up. So we have four interpretations. Asher yatzare ta adam bechokhmah, he's a balloon with a hole in it. Asher yatzare ta adam bechokhmah, the order that God created first. First the world, and then man comes last, so he could benefit. All the systems in the body have tremendous, tremendous genius behind it. The ability to keep a person's ego at bay and at rest in zechut of the fact that he has to go to the Beit HaKisir.